What a great test. Would you like to talk me through it?
Yeah, I was a little nervous this week. He's been pretty excitable with the weather and the atmosphere, which he hasn't been in the last 2 years. He's really focused with age. So I was wondering how we were going to manage it, but thanks to our program, and he knows his groom so well, Anne-Marie, that he just started to settle, and he was a different horse to walk down here because he got to walk down here with Rhapsody. And when I got him in the ring, he, you know, got a little lift, which is great, but he also walked and was easy to push in the walk and easy to halt. So I knew he was very rideable.
So tell me a little bit more about Woody.
Oh, Foxwood High. He belongs to John and Judy Rumble, and Mr. Rumble competed for us in 56 and medaled, and that was the last time we had a medal since 2010. And he's just a lovely, jolly green giant. He's so mellow. His mints are his favorite thing. The vets and everybody who walk up to him say, gosh, he hasn't gotten any shorter, has he? It's the ongoing joke. But he's a gentle giant and a very loving creature, and it's all heart that gets him here.
And going into second place, how are you finding the atmosphere?
I don't worry about the placings too much because we're only on the first day, and I really wanted to beat my own goal and come in here and get the 20s, and that's a personal best for that horse, and to do that here is great. I actually was lucky enough to do it previously in 2011 with Colombo, so maybe there's a little bit of luck in that ring for me. Who knows?
Have you had a chance to walk the cross-country course yet?
I have. I've already walked it twice. The footing, I hope, will be good early on, and it looks fantastic right now. It's a big galloping course, and I'm really counting on Woody's fitness towards the end to hopefully make the time, but I'm really aiming for a clear round.